Hey guys.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey. Hi.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So we've got the same crew back here for Shadows of Estrin. We can go around the horn one more time. I am Lucas.
Josh.
Craig.
Flynn.
Dave.
And we are doing the follow-up to what was A Key to the Past. If you haven't listened to A Key to the Past, maybe you don't necessarily have to, but it might help a little bit for some of the information you're going to be hearing. This is the follow-up called Blood Trail.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, you guys were in November, or what was, is there November? In the last game, it is now essentially March. It is Err, E-A-R-R, is how they spell it. Mm-hmm. I don't speak Celtic. I don't know how to pronounce these things.
Err.
There you go. You gotta put the roll on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it is late Err. It is the end of winter, early spring. Weather-wise, for you guys, again, you're coastal. It's still kind of foggy. It never really goes away. It's still a little rainy. It kind of never goes away. But it is... It's getting a little warmer, a little less gross out. And you have spent some time healing. Hardrin was doing pretty piss poorly with his health, so he spent some time in a hospital wing, apparently learning the flute. Grats.
apparently your chest wasn't too damaged.
Yeah, it's just in the face. Not at here
least,
so much.
At least
not
the
here,
lungs are functioning.
But right here. Lorne has spent some time and learned a new miracle in the temple. The other two have sort of upgraded a little bit of their perception and that sort of thing. So, it is early morning. Lorne, you are sitting at home, probably praying.
That's what I do.
You are speaking to the one god, and you get a knock on your door.
I'll rise and open the door.
You
just,
see?
Just a crack, just to peek through.
You see a familiar face, or at least a portion of it, from what you can see out the crack, of a certain guard leader named Bale Crumb.
Oh.
Hello, Lorne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. Would you like to come in?
Please.
I will let him in.
He comes in. He kind of looks around. This is a nice little place you have here.
Thank you. Sorry I didn't tidy it up. It's
quite all right.
Long week.
I apologize for the surprise visit.
It's all right. What do you need?
Well, it's been some time since you've been at the castle. Hoping that you and your companions have been doing well, feeling better. I know it was a pretty chaotic experience for all of you.
It was.
Yes. Well, when I last spoke to you, you had said that there was some unfinished business in that area.
Yeah, the sun.
Are you ready to travel that way again?
What have you heard?
Some rustlings through the breeze. It does appear that someone is out there. We do not yet feel that it is safe for us to construct the road we want to construct until this is taken care of. And we trust you, we trust your companions to take care of it. You know the place better than anyone.
Which is still not a lot, but I suppose that's true.
I understand.
So, what stories have you heard? Obviously there's something that's concerned you. You've come to us.
We've heard of animal mutilations. Things that almost appear ritualistic. We've heard of some Kalvernakian guard, some magientists, perhaps even the group that you were racing to begin with, going missing in the wood. It's possible that this sun is still out there, and that he's causing these things.
Did the magientists reach out to you?
Kalvernak has sent us a letter.
What do they ask?
Any information we can give them, which, to be honest, is all the information you gave me before. We sent them a return, and we're hoping that we can help investigate this. Do you feel up to the task?
I do. But I'll need to talk to the others.
Of course.
Understand that when I go to them, they're going to want to hear as much information as I can give them, and that as you can give me. We kind of wandered in blind last time. We made it through by the light of the one god. But would you smile at me?
He kind of tries to hide that he rolls his eyes, but yeah.
You weren't in church Sunday, were you? I noticed. Anyway, any sort of pattern to the mutilations, any idea of where the guard was last seen? Can we get some sort of...
As best we can tell, location? The guard was headed to the castle. The mutilations are anything from carcasses left, beheaded, limbs missing, animal heads on spikes, on tree limbs, animals hung by their tails and splayed open, drained of blood. Mm. Whether or not it's ritualistic or simple psychosis, it's hard to say.
Sometimes it's hard to find the line between them.
Yes. And perhaps your one god will help you learn these things.
He always does.
Of course he does.
I will help you, but I need to talk to my friends, and...
Do you wish me to go with you?
Sure.
Oh, cool. We can do this. And he will lead you out. You are probably cleaning the kill. You're a hunter. Hardrin, I'm not sure. You're a fighter, so I imagine you're probably just kind of... You're either hanging out, playing your flute, or you're swinging a sword somewhere. But it's not a large area, so you're all probably within, 50 yards of each other or less. The occultist...
Probably work on commission or maybe have a side job.
Sure. Maybe just helping haul some boxes off some... it is a harbor area, so...
Yeah.
So you maybe just be kind of working on the docks, helping out some of the fishermen.
You probably don't need ghosts cast out every day.
Not every day. And we will approach the hunter first. Sure, Jordoon. And Bailcrum sort of gives you a nod.
Well met, friend.
What brings you out here today?
Ah, grim news. Bail has informed me that there are signs that the young man we were pursuing may be active again. He may have killed people, animals. Would you like to hunt?
Sure, I'll join in.
All right.
I appreciate this, Jordan. Bring your best bow.
Yeah, you've got us backwards.
Oh, yeah, he's the finder.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
We're still hunting. I mean, that doesn't change
anything. It's true.
So, Jordan, you're a fighter.
Yep.
And Hardrin is a hunter.
He hunts with a sword.
Bring your best sword.
Plays it on hard mode.
Bring your best sword.
I use a sword instead of arrows.
Just fire swords. It's got a little notch in the back of the sword.
It's firing clubs.
And then we walk along a little ways, and we see Hardrin, probably stringing a bow,
hey, or
playing a flute.
Hey, have I played you this song of my people yet?
Let me hear it, Hardrin. You know I love to hear one of your originals.
Ooh, roll a performance. Let's see how good it is.
It's going to be awful.
Six with skill 3.
So what's the total?
So 9.
He's getting there.
You've been practicing.
It's only been a few months, but it's not the worst thing ever.
All that bed rest, you got nothing else to do. You can only sharpen the tips of your arrows so many times.
I don't know if that's a euphemism or not. But I'll pretend it's not.
What brings you by?
Well, Sebastian and I have heard Bale. He has a job.
Jordan, he's done. Not Sebastian.
Wait. Are you Sebastian or Jordan?
Jordan.
You're Jordan. Who's Sebastian? You're Sebastian. Good God. It's been a while.
It's all right, man.
Okay. Jordan, as he is called. We've agreed to help bail out in the job. It concerns what happened at the castle.
Okay. What's going on?
Seems like there are signs that the sun is active. Killings in the area, disappearances, that sort of thing. We would be going back into the wood. Your expertise would be incredibly helpful.
I like the woods. Let's go. We can leave right now, right?
Yes, we want to talk to Sebastian, whose name I know, first.
It appears your wounds have healed well.
Yeah, I'm a little stronger for it, I believe.
This is good. And then you guys sort of walk about until you finally find Sebastian hauling a couple boxes up on deck.
I see you coming with an entourage. I just sort of put the box down and say, whatever it was, I didn't do it.
Do not panic, Sebastian. We come in peace.
Oh?
All is well.
Oh? Why are you here?
Remember a certain castle?
I do.
We have unfinished business.
Oh, well, I don't need any more information than that.
Excellent.
I have unfinished business. Bought a sword.
Very cool. I bought a big-ass hammer.
Nice.
What did you buy?
I bought this flute.
And you...
I actually didn't buy anything.
Saving your money. Yeah.
Yeah. Holding on to that cash.
Someone will try to steal it from you. Be careful.
I think we can get them if they come after us.
We'll I did buy a sword.
There you go.
I know a blacksmith shop in town you should invest in.
It's up and coming.
It's up and coming.
It's kickstarting now.
It is, it's called early flute smithing.
So when are we leaving?
As soon as we all can.
Every sword comes with a flute.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Built into the handbook.
Malthus, good luck with these boxes.
Thanks.
Needed elsewhere.
Big fat.
The best kind of job. It's like, something cool came up. I'm leaving work. Bye.
Big fat guy in the corner just kind of like waves you off. Well, it's good that you are willing to go on this journey once again. I know it was not the greatest of endeavors to begin with. But from what we know, you have essentially cleansed the home. Unfortunately, not so much the wood. Hopefully, you can track down this Yezvel and end whatever it is that is occurring. Please, if you wish to leave now, you may. Or if you wish to leave in the morning, you may. Sooner the better, perhaps.
What time of day?
It's early morning. It's probably, you're probably looking at like the 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean,
let us journey forth.
I'm ready to go right now. I keep all my stuff in a backpack anyway. Let's go.
Practical.
Well, let me go gather my things.
I do not know where to start. Perhaps returning to the castle to begin with. Maybe go from there. That's the best I can say at this point.
Indeed.
And I will be happy to pay you all once again. Is it the same amount worthy? Or do you wish more?
It's very generous. Very generous.
Excellent.
Oh, payment. You got a bargain a bit here. You can't be honest about it.
I'm a holy man.
There's nothing honest.
I'm giving
about
mine to tithes or buying a new hammer. Like, well, two things.
At the very least, the castle has now non-haunted beds that we can sleep in.
Very true.
Do remember that the father's ghost is in there somewhere.
But we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
He didn't seem to care.
On good terms.
No, he's waiting on the. He's waiting.
Did
on his
he
son's.
Wave at us as we left?
He kind of nodded at you.
Yeah.
We're cool. He's ready to see his son's head on a pike. I think it's kind of the deal.
Dude, do we need to go buy a pike?
I knew I should have bought that halberd.
A platter
we'll
will do.
We'll make do. We'll figure something out.
A platter will do.
Sharpen a wooden stake.
Sharpen a flute.
There you go. So yeah, you guys are willing and able to head into the wood. Okay. It is a light drizzle, a little cloudy. It's not incredibly terrible out this morning. As you head back into the woods, you have a slightly better idea of where you're heading.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
Don't get lost this time.
I was gonna say, go ahead and roll me a travel.
Sorry.
Just make sure that you completely remember. It's been a little while. It was very foggy the first time.
First rolls. Ooh,
nice.
15.
Travel or orientation falls under like three different skills, and I have better orientation or natural environment.
Orientation will work.
Okay. I was going to say nat 20, but that's a 2.
Nat 20.
Well, so, it is.
Nat 2.
So 12. Was the highest a 13 at least?
That's what I got.
Yeah, okay. I had 10.
Okay, so Sebastian is, he kind of remembers better which direction to head. You guys kind of walk around. Remember, this was a 2-day trip last time.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk through the woods. At least you're leaving a little later than last time because you left kind of at dawn. Eventually, you will have to rest somewhere. But as you walk along, roll me a perception check.
18.
If you have anything better than perception, you took a discipline, did you not? Or did you not? What was your discipline in?
Observation.
Add your observation instead this time.
17.
Okay, so the 13.
Okay. Craig?
Big fat 11.
Cool. You're not perceptive. You're trying to learn that flute as you're walking along. You two guys notice on a tree something carved.
Hmm. I'll investigate.
Yes, what's that?
As you look at it, roll me, the two of you, roll me a relation check, which I believe is a way.
Adrian, stop playing the flute and come look at this.
Okay. Four.
What was it? Sorry?
Relation. I think it's a way, isn't it?
Am I wrong? That'll be 8.
DC was 8. Ooh, you recognize it. You can go ahead and roll too if you want, if they're pointing it out to you.
13.
You guys, you recognize it to be a navigational symbol that magientists would use. As if it were to say, you know, almost like an arrow. As if somebody was trying to make sure that they could, if they got lost, they could come back to this place.
Remind me what magientists' like opinion of occultists are.
Of occultists, they don't really have a distasteful opinion of occultism. Mm-hmm. I mean, magientism is air quotes.
I know they're at odds with, is it clerics essentially, or
yeah.
They don't care. They don't care for the one god.
Okay,
they're scientists who utilize a product called Flux. Mm-hmm. That in this game is air quoted as magic. So essentially they're pulling flux from something and adding it to a mechanism that they've created.
Yeah.
So it is the sort of steampunk aspect of this game. So they're very much science. But this is a symbol that magientists would use as navigation. And it essentially points, you know, to the west.
Magians in a sense sounds somewhat similar to alchemy, combining science.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
So, if this is here, should we follow the symbol? Or that could just lead us to... Well, it might lead us to where someone died.
Can we read the symbol?
I mean, it really doesn't say anything specific. It basically says, go west. Okay. I mean, it's pointing towards a specific direction.
But we can read that much.
You can read as much as it says, go this specific direction.
I think we should follow the sign.
Or maybe is that what it wants us to do?
It's a trap.
It could be. It's pretty easy to carve things on trees.
We came here to explore the woods.
Also true. And I did buy a sword. All right, let's go. How are we going to find our way out once we get into the woods?
I know my way about the woods. I'll remember our way.
All right.
So you guys go the direction that it points then?
Yeah.
I'll follow it. What time of day is it when we find this?
Probably about 1 in the afternoon.
Okay. So we still have some light.
Yeah. It's not terribly far into the woods, which is a little odd because it's closer to your home than Kavarnak.
Right. They would have had to come past the castle to get there.
Yes.
Or start from the same place we did.
Yes.
Would we remember, so this is the same path we took before or different?
Essentially the same path, yeah.
And we just didn't notice this sign before, or does it look fresh?
It definitely looks much more fresh than you believe. It looks a couple months old.
Now I'm more intrigued.
As you follow along the direction it tells you to go ahead and roll another perception. Or orientation, or whichever.
12.
16.
11.
13.
The 16 sees another one.
Ah, there's the next one. Does it say the same thing?
Yeah, it's pointing in a slightly different direction, but yes.
Adjust course. How many of these are there?
I suppose we'll know when we get there.
Assuming we can find them all.
Go ahead and, as you continue that direction.
18.
16.
13. 17.
You guys see the next one, but it has a giant X carved through it.
I did wonder if this would be a bad idea.
We got this.
Now, does that mean that we shouldn't go where the symbol goes, or does that mean we actually went the wrong way, don't go that way?
You rolled an 18?
Yeah.
You go up and you look at it, and because you rolled so high, not only do you see the symbol with the giant X in it, something else above you catches your eye. And you look up, and you see a squirrel that has been splayed in half.
Oh, that's distasteful. How old does it look?
A couple of days.
And does the X through the symbol, does that also look recent?
Yes.
Does it look like it was made with a different kind of weapon or tool than...
A dagger.
Original carving?
Looks like a dagger. I mean, okay. Everything is probably carved with a dagger of some kind. But go ahead and roll mental resistance for seeing this disgusting thing. Technically, he's the only one who saw it. Unless he's pointing it out. I mean, clearly his reaction going, ugh, might make you go look up at it, but...
What am I rolling again?
Mental resistance. So, is it on the back page, I believe?
I think it is.
As a hunter, though, wouldn't I be a bit more resistant?
Oh, there it is. Okay, I see.
Probably.
14.
Okay.
Are we rolling over under this? What?
No, just roll and add it to it.
16.
13.
16.
Okay. For the most part, doesn't seem to bother everybody. Harjan didn't hit the DC 14, so
he's a little. That was without my hunter bonus, though.
Right.
He's kind of used to seeing animals cut open.
Yes, you're used to seeing animals cut open, but you're not used to seeing animals just like what appears to be ripped open and hung upside down to dry.
Done specifically on display to disturb.
Yeah, to be very disturbing. I mean, its entrails are dangling. Yeah. It is. It looks disgusting.
I can tell that they weren't. This wasn't to get the meat or the hide. This was.
Yeah. Now, again, roll me occultism, Sebastian.
Okay.
Roll me. Everyone else can roll.
Erudition.
15.
10.
8.
Bottom left corner.
Yep. 9.
9?
Yeah.
The three of you are kind of like, this is gross, and I'm not really sure what it means. As the occultist, you don't seem to think that it is occult-related. Mm-hmm. You don't seem to think that it is ritualistic.
Well, I'm getting the feeling from this, like, this doesn't match any of the usual rituals that I've studied. This is just barbarism. There's nothing special about this that I can see.
Well, it does match the description of Yezebel.
Do we want to follow the symbol? The one that's been scratched out?
You can still read the symbol, which direction it's pointing. There's just a big X through it.
Or should we head on to the castle?
I feel like this is a warning to stay away.
We were looking for animal slayings.
Exactly.
We are looking to head into danger.
My inclination... Hold on. Let me pray. Oh, one god. What's the deal with this squirrel? So it'll be 14.
What are you specifically trying to understand?
I'm trying to get a sense of... Is this leading me on the path... If I want to eradicate this evil, is this the path I need to take? Is this a sign that I need to continue?
You feel like it is.
The one God says we should move forward.
Well, that settles it.
I mean, he got you out of
the
woods.
I'm glad you think so.
He got you out of the woods the first time.
Quite literally.
Yes. You guys would have been walking for like another day had he not made that roll.
That's true.
So you follow the symbol again then?
Yes.
Eventually, you come upon a little area of like what looks like it used to be a little camp. And it is getting on evening. If you wish to camp now or you wish to truck through the night, that is up to you. You would have another day's walk to get to the castle once again.
We'll explore this camp.
Check this out.
Right. Go ahead and roll me perceptions to kind of investigate the camp.
18.
17.
13.
15.
Was that with your new one?
Yes.
Okay. Observation is definitely for sure because you're looking at things.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was yours?
15.
Oh, you guys all rolled really well. So you guys kind of check out this whole encampment. You can definitely tell where there was some bedding. You can definitely, there's what used to be a small pit fire. Some animal bones lying around that you can probably guess were gnawed on by a human, somebody eating something small. Perhaps it was a squirrel or a rat, something. You had an 18? 18?
Yeah.
You find a couple of doles laying in the grass.
Doles?
The money.
Oh.
But what kind?
They are azure.
Oh.
So it's essentially gold.
Someone rich was here, or they were rich anyway.
That's enough for a cart and a horse right there.
Just shy of those.
Good for a blacksmithing business.
An investment.
Just shy of those, you see something familiar that I believe... Lorne and Hardrin used in combat against Jordan, Jodarin. You see a spent what do you call it? It's essentially an EpiPen. The
syringe?
Yeah, the syringe of that was sort of like, it's like a healing.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's Magiantist technology, right?
Absolutely it is.
Okay.
But it has been spent. It's been used.
Interesting.
Would we recognize that as specifically the one we used, or just one of the same
types? It's identical to the types you used before. So you would definitely recognize it. In fact, you have two more of those somewhere, because you only used two out of the four. I don't know who has them.
I'm the first aid guy. I'll probably be carrying them.
Okay.
Well, does that mean some sort of fight happened here? Do we see any other evidence of a fight?
You don't really see any evidence of a fight so much, just a camp, and it appears as if someone had to heal themselves.
Hmm. Maybe they were recovering from something. And this camp looks just as old as the symbols, like months, probably?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was the stuff that was left behind, like stuff that they would normally take with them, or is it just like junk that they left behind?
I mean, people sit down and stand up and lose coins out of their pockets.
Right.
The syringe, it's trash, essentially. You can't really reuse it. I mean, you have to refill it.
They didn't leave behind bedding or anything.
No, they didn't seem to leave behind anything else of use.
So they probably did survive and leave.
Well, lads, I still think it's a good enough spot as any. It's not often you come across nice clearings like this in the woods to spend the night. We should take advantage of that.
Sure, and we're losing the light.
Okay, so you guys wish to camp at the camp that was already in existence.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing could go wrong.
The one god has led us here.
If you guys want to get a fire going, I'll go hunt up something to eat for dinner.
Sure.
Are you sure it's good to go alone?
Come along if you wish. Just tread lightly. Don't scare away the prey.
I look down at my stealth check. I say, well...
I check my sheet.
I check my sheet subtly.
I forget which boots I'm wearing today.
I'll go with you.
And we're hungry.
All right. So you two guys are hanging out. Sebastian and Jordan are hanging out by the fire then?
Well, yeah. We'll get a fire going.
Okay.
Cabin.
You took orientation, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not as discipline.
Which discipline did you take earlier?
I didn't. I maxed out stealth domain.
That's what it was. Okay. Go ahead and roll perceptions to see if you see any animals nearby.
Other than dead squirrels.
17.
13. Good thing I brought you along.
Lauren, you hear something clatter and you look over and you see a little rabbit kind of sniffing.
I point excitedly, quietly.
If you wish to fire an arrow at it, go ahead and fire an arrow.
I do wish to, and I'll aim this. It would be shooting and throwing, wouldn't it?
Or
it would
be shooting and throwing, bows. Bows.
Okay.
It's not necessarily combat, so I would just say go ahead and roll it as a shooting and throwing roll.
So 14.
You fire an arrow and hit it.
It's not bad for rolling a 1.
You hear a little... He looses an arrow and you hear this little... As it gets hit, it kind of tries to stumble, moves around in a bit of a circle, and lays over.
Hunting is easy.
when you aim and have good bow skill, rolling a 1... Yeah.
How far out did you go? Would you say?
I mean, we probably have to go 50 yards, just out of sight.
Yeah, not too far.
Okay.
And I was, I would probably like mark trees as we went, like just with a little sign of the old one god. Magiantus can do
it's just
it.
Just the number one.
Look, I can do it too.
Just the number one is all.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a big one, foam finger.
One G.
On it. Number one G.
Just carving that every
It's gotta be a big G.
Yeah, a big G.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be uppercase. All right.
I'll retrieve the rabbit and start hanging back.
Roll me perception when you go to retrieve the rabbit.
11.
Okay. You retrieve a rabbit. Are you walking with him to retrieve the rabbit?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me a perception as he retrieves a rabbit.
The 13.
Harjun bends down to pick up the rabbit. You're kind of hands on your hips looking about. In a nearby tree, you see another squirrel splayed open.
Harjun, what? Look.
Another one. What does this mean?
I think we should investigate the tree. Maybe there's some kind of symbol.
Sure, I'll go with you.
I'm going to wander over to the tree, carefully, minding my step. I'm going to circle around, looking at the tree from all angles.
So when you walk up to this tree, you look up at the squirrel, and it looks just as old as the first one, you know, a few days. And you look down and roll me mental resistance as you see a man's head
11.
At the base of the tree.
It's a bad time to roll a 1.
9.
You rolled a 1?
I did.
And roll again, see if you crit fail. You gotta get another 1.
I did. I did. We're retiring this dice.
This is payback for last.
Yeah.
You rolled a 9, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Hardrin, you look at that and immediately feel like you're going to upchuck. Lorne loses his lunch and just has to get the hell out of there. You can't. You see it, and it's just a head. It's a man's head on its side, tongue hanging out. It looks very decayed. And Lorne bolts back towards the gap.
Bye.
So I'm torn between falling, make sure he gets back to the camp correctly, doesn't get lost.
But he made notes on the
he
trees.
Did, he did.
I'm just running in a panic. Like, one there's God. A sign. One God. One God. One God. Okay, I'm back.
Did I survive sanity check there?
You're still okay. You're not in symptom yet. So, I mean, you lost 1.
Okay.
Lorne lost 2. Lorne is now in symptom.
Nice.
Your melancholy is starting to kick in.
Okay. That's trauma. Right?
Yeah.
Once I get over it, can I look around a little closer? Look at.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of. It really freaked you out. It's really disgusting. It's much different than the bodies you saw in the castle. It's a lot fresher. It's just a head, and it's, you know, very freaky.
Not the first dead body I've seen, but it wasn't expected.
Well, there's no body. That's the thing. That's what freaked you out.
So I'm just gonna look around and see if there's anything else. Other than just this head,
you don't see anything else but the head.
Okay, all right, I'll head back to the camp.
I mean, you, other than the fact that the squirrel is above it, you don't really see anything else. Lauren comes rushing back to the camp. You two guys, Hardrin comes up a little ways behind.
What's wrong? What happened? You didn't catch anything, did you?
No, we were successful in the hunt.
Oh,
I'm a great hunter.
So,
but
you taking all the credit again.
There's a decapitated head by a tree with the same kind of squirrel hanging from it.
A human head?
Yes.
Huh.
You can go check it out if you like. I'll show you the way.
I'm going to sit here for just a minute.
Well, there wasn't very much information to be gleaned from the other squirrel, so... Maybe not.
But would this mean anything more? A decapitated head? The tongue hanging out underneath another squirrel?
Doubtful. Were any of its eyes gouged out or nose cut off or anything?
Nothing special, I don't believe.
There were no eyes, but they appeared to be eaten out by an animal of some kind.
Okay.
I mean, probably by a bird.
So if it's partially consumed but not entirely by animals, this is probably only a couple of days old.
It's very possible.
I don't really want to go. I can if you really think it's important.
Drardoon, you're used to cleaving men's heads off.
I'll go with you if you want to go check it out.
I just said I don't.
You have a rabbit?
No.
And you can clean it and eat it if you wish.
I will do it, unless you want me to show you the head, or if you just don't take my word on it, I'll get started on this rabbit.
We can start on the rabbit. Maybe we can check it out when it's a little bit brighter outside.
Light, yes, light is good.
Yes, it is getting dark. It is getting late. You clean your rabbit and have a nice little meal. Are you all sleeping at the same time? Or is anyone...
We should keep watch.
Oh, we should definitely keep watch.
But I'm very tired.
I will keep watch.
You can wake me up at some point. Then I'll keep watch.
I'll take a shift. Just keep the fire stoked.
You're also feeling very sad.
Yeah.
Your melancholy is just... You're not quite to eat or stage, but you're getting...
I just need a few of those good hours and I'll be fine.
I will draw my longsword and sit it across my knees.
Okay, so are you taking first watch then?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a perception to look and listen about as everyone else sleeps.
I look about and I roll a 17.
Cool. You hear some crackling a few yards away, and you kind of look over, and you just see a deer kind of look in the direction of your fire and turn and just trot away. Just some simple wildlife.
The hunter take first watch.
It's a heavy animal to be carrying around.
Yes, well.
That's really all you see. So whoever you want to wake up next.
I'll go and prod Lorne. Take a watch.
Okay.
I'll put my sword away. Lay down.
I will roll a perception.
Sure.
It is a 12.
You don't really seem to see anything out of the ordinary. Animal noises, that sort of thing. You're,
They all seem so happy.
A little full, yeah. You're probably just kind of sitting under a tree, looking about, not feeling too well after seeing that man's head.
Just can't stop thinking about it.
Who do you wake up?
Jordoon.
All right.
Go ahead and roll me a perception, sir.
17.
Jordoon, you are sitting there, maybe stoking the fire a little bit, and you hear a distinct snap.
Like a tree? Like a limb snapping? Or?
Yeah, but it sounds heavier than an animal.
Heavier than an animal?
Or a very large animal. You're not sure yet.
Is it close?
Maybe 30 yards off. I mean, in the woods, everything echoes.
Okay, so I'm actually going to wake up Hardrin.
Okay.
And then I'm going to see, can you keep watch for a second so I can go? I just heard something and I need to go check it out.
Sure.
Okay, so you had the direction of the snap?
Yep.
It is very dark out, so your perception checks are going to be a little hindered. Let me see your sheet real quick, because I think it's halved in darkness. So if you're using observation, you're only going to roll it at a 3 instead of a 6. It's going to be halved unless you take a torch with you.
I can grab a torch.
Okay, so if you light a torch and you walk out there, torch in one hand, sword in the other.
Yep.
Go ahead and roll me perception as you head out that direction.
18.
You see all of the things.
Oh, my God.
Great.
So many, many things.
Now, you didn't wake up, Jordan, Sebastian, but you did see a deer not long ago.
Like 5 hours ago.
Roughly. As you're walking, you see a couple of footprints, deer prints. You think, oh, maybe it was just this deer. And you get to a small clearing, and all you see is a deer's head. Just the head. And a huge pool of blood.
And nothing else?
Just its head. And it's extremely fresh. And it's probably going to freak you out a little bit. So roll me that mental resistance.
I knew that was coming.
14.
Doesn't seem to bother you as much, but the DC was 14 on that one. Yeah, you see it and you kind of go, ugh, it stinks a little bit. You know, it's a fresh kill. Giant pool of blood that seems to go off a little to the west, like a little bit of a trail, as if it was dragged away, but the head was left. And you're about, like I said, you're about 30 yards, 25 to 30 yards from camp, which will be easy to find because you can still see the flicker of the fire.
Okay. Well, I didn't mark anything, so I don't want to go too far.
Good idea.
I'm probably going to go back to the camp before checking more by myself.
Okay. You return to said camp.
What'd you see?
I found a deer's head and a pool of blood and nothing else. And it kind of trails off to the west.
What are you talking about? Did something happen?
Jordan here's found something.
Mm.
We found a deer's head.
Wait, what?
There was a deer's head in a clearing and just blood and nothing else.
I saw a deer when I was on watch.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. What time is it?
It's not quite
I had
dawn
first
yet,
watch. So you...
late in the night, early morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So fresh kill.
If watches existed, it's probably someone's 3 or 4 here. In the morning. It's not quite dawn, beginning to dawn.
Yeah, I get up and draw my sword out, like suddenly convinced that something is nearby.
Okay.
Would that have woken me up, you think?
If he's making a bunch of rustling noises, yeah, probably.
What is it?
Or someone killed a deer.
Oh, God.
Like, very close by.
It's probably just wolves.
You think so?
Don't decapitate deer.
It was good. What?
Yes, decapitate.
I suppose you're right.
It's funny you mention that. As soon as you say it's probably wolves, off in the distance you hear a little howling.
See, I told you.
I'm not sure you did. Still don't think the wolves decapitate deer.
You have a good point.
Now wait, we're after a ghost, right? Or, depending on what the sun is. Is the sun still alive?
The sun was still alive last you knew, yes.
Oh, okay.
He was the one that killed everybody else.
Right.
He was just an asshole.
Right. Might still be an asshole. By the sounds of things.
Yes.
Did you see any entrails? Any guts? Like someone had cleaned the carcass there on site?
There was just blood, right?
Just a big pool of blood.
Just blood.
A trail as if it was dragged away somewhere.
One I will go look at. I grab the stick from the fire.
Sure. I could see a hunter leaving a head behind in the entrails.
He's got a torch in his hand. You can just take it.
All right. Anyone else want to?
I'll come along.
All right.
I'll go back.
Where was it?
Yeah, he's going to probably have to show you where it's at.
Yeah.
If everyone else is going, I'll go. I don't want to be alone.
So everyone else can roll me mental resistance as they see the giant pool of blood and a deer's head.
Ooh, 17.
19.
9. But don't we kind of steel ourselves? We know what we're about to see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, it's not as bad. Like, when you fail a roll the next time around, it's a little harder. But when you succeed earlier, it's a little easier, depending on what you're seeing. So you've already seen a couple of dead animals. For you, dead animals aren't that big of a deal anymore. Still a little gross.
I've seen a human head. This is nothing.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm actually quite refreshed. Like, this is fine.
Yeah. So, you guys are looking at a deer's head and a pool of blood that kind of trails off a little ways towards the west.
Examine it.
The head itself?
Yeah, let's see. I'll try to see, like, what kind of...
Medicine check?
Sure. I'm good at that. Oh, well, I'm normally good at that. that would be a 12.
So you're trained in medicine, not veterinarian medicine.
Points. I mean, you look at it and it looks like it was very crudely cut off with something. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look gnawed off. It looks cut off.
Right.
You can definitely tell that. But it's not cleanly cut.
But it doesn't look like, again, it doesn't look like it's been mutilated. Just.
No, I mean, it's a head.
Right, but it just got chopped off.
It looks more like it's been sawn than chopped.
Okay. Like, the head itself is intact, is what I'm going for.
The head's intact.
Okay, yeah. So it's not like it's been, like, further defiled or something.
No.
Well, it had to get here somehow. Do you want to look around for tracks, maybe, Hardrin? I know it's dark.
I'd be happy to. I'd suggest...
You could wait till morning.
Dawn is not but a couple of hours away. We hole up at camp, and at first light of dawn, it would help me in tracking.
Sure. All right. Yep. All right. Back to camp then.
Okay. You guys go back. Jordan probably goes back to sleep. Parjan, you are next in line for... You don't really hear or see anything else.
I definitely do not go back to sleep.
And I'm waiting for break of dawn anyway.
Dawn breaks. Got a little bit of rabbit left and all on if you wish, or whatever other food tack you brought with you.
Rabbit granola bars.
That sounds disgusting.
I'll wake you three and say it's time for me to go start tracking if you want to come along or if you want to stay at camp.
Yep. I'll pack up real quick and join you.
We'll stay a few steps behind and try not to scare any trail.
Okay.
Okay, so you return to the scene of the bloodbath.
Right.
The head's gone. Then you see animal tracks. You definitely see animal tracks.
We're not after the animal.
Right, I'll assume the animals are just scavenging. I'm not surprised the head is gone. But I will carefully, quietly follow the trail of blood.
Okay. Did you take a tracking, or you just have perception?
I have maxed out natural environment, so I'm not skilled exact. I'm not disciplined in tracking.
Okay, so go ahead and roll natural environment as you follow this trail of blood.
Nice.
So 20.
Boom.
Wow. You get down, you check the blood. It's coagulated at this point, not quite dry. It was a rainy, drizzly day, so you know. You follow the trail, and about 30 more yards west, you see the carcass hanging in a tree.
Splayed open.
Splayed open.
I'll call back, steal yourselves, gentlemen, and I'll head towards the carcass.
Okay.
No. More of the same, except larger.
Splayed in the exact same fashion of half with the forelimbs out like the...
Yep.
Okay.
It's hanging by its little deer tail and...
What is it held up with?
Rope.
Where's the rope tied off at? Is it down at our height, or is it up?
It's hanging. The rope will be dangling from a limb, maybe 10 feet in the air.
Is it? Then, I mean, is it tied off at the limb, or is the rope go over the limb and tied off down lower?
You're correct. It is staked into the ground, so okay. It is sort of over.
Okay.
As if it were dragged up.
So it's not that somebody climbed up the tree.
To hang the rope.
That's a good distinction.
What I don't understand is how he was able to do all of this so quietly.
I did hear a thud or like a snap last night, and that's why I went to go that direction in the first place.
Did it sound like someone's footsteps, or did it sound like a neck being broken?
It was more like a limb, like a tree limb.
It's not uncommon for a hunter to stalk and clean their prey quietly. You have to be able to be quiet in the woods, sure. But... I see your point of raising it up.
I mean, we were very nearby.
Yeah, you'd have to stake the hammer. You'd have to hammer the stake into the ground.
Well, could you get any meat off of that?
If we wanted to bring fresh. I'm assuming its entrails would have fallen out.
It's a fresh kill. You can definitely get meat off of it. You can cut that rope and drop it to the ground if you wish.
Sure. If we consult it, we can, and we have some paper, we can pack some of it to take with us.
Go ahead and roll me natural environment. As you mentioned, the...
I have parchment.
As you mentioned, the hammering in of the stake. Go ahead and roll me natural environment.
14.
The ground here is extremely wet. You could probably push it in with a foot.
But then wouldn't it slip out under the weight?
If it's a long enough stake.
Oh, I guess.
It depends on whether or not you remove the stake.
I'll examine the stake. Go and pull it out.
Pull it out. You pull it out, and it is about 3 feet long, and it has kind of a hook at the bottom.
Jesus. Oh, so that's going to be difficult to pull out.
Is there a history of some kind?
Erudition, probably?
Yeah, unless it's specific to more.
Specific to remembering things.
Reason.
Roll me reason.
4.
Everybody else can roll it as well.
It's still, okay.
Yeah. You guys are all looking at this stake, so.
11.
5.
So it's away, so it's plus 4. Up at the top.
Okay. So that plus 4?
Yeah.
Okay, 11.
Okay, so the 11s, Jordan especially, you remember these. That looks a lot like the same craftsmanship to the spikes you almost hit when you fell through that step.
Oh.
Am I the only one that recognizes that?
No, you guys both rolled high enough to remember it.
Totally takes me a second.
But you definitely remember it because you're the one whose foot almost went through. It looks very similar to the same craftsmanship.
Like with a barb at the end almost?
Mm-hmm.
Friends, I know it's early. I know we've been wandering. I know we're all hungry. But if this is the same person who trapped that castle, I don't think we should eat this deer.
Oh, very well.
It's probably a wise decision.
Examining the kill, would I assume that other than his mystical beliefs about it, that it looks fairly safe to eat from a hunter's perspective?
I'll give you a natural environment on it. It's an animal. It's natural.
So 12.
As you examine it, you kind of look at the layers of meat. You see where the skin meets the meat, where it touches the meat. It looks a little green.
Looking a little bit closer at this, I'm going to agree with you. Not for whatever mumbo-jumbo mystical reasons you say, but this doesn't look like a healthy kill.
Does anyone have science? Science is a natural. I mean, everybody should have science. I think it's a skill.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to roll science on it,
13.
9.
The 11 and the 13 especially, as you look at it, you're like, that looks poisoned.
Yeah, maybe, okay. Maybe not. So like it was cut with something that was poisoned or had poison in it?
It kind of looks like, as you look at it, I mean, you rolled high enough on your natural environment earlier, Hardrin, that it definitely looks green. It looks like it doesn't seem to look as fresh as what a fresh kill should look. You think the discoloration could be some kind of poison. You can smell it.
Right, I think we're all in agreement now. We should just leave this alone.
It's sour. It doesn't smell like fresh cut meat.
So, once again, same sort of decision. Try and follow whatever tracks you might be able to find, or just head back to the castle. I mean, I suppose if we go to the castle, we'll be trying to find those same tracks anyway.
I feel like if we've made contact at this point, or nearly made contact, we need to continue.
You can't be too far.
I can look around and see. I'm assuming, we've followed the blood trail. We're here. We don't have any other clues yet without looking for.
You don't see any other markings on any other trees?
Maybe footprints? You said the ground was soft.
I'll look around for some footprints.
A perception check.
Or natural environment.
Sure.
So what tracking's under.
Yeah, I understand.
14.
You don't really see footprints. You see indentations that may possibly have been footprints. It's wet enough that if they were footprints, they probably kind of sponged back a little ways. Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
But it could have been man or animal. If it was footprints.
Right. It doesn't appear to be the ridges of a boot. It's just sort of more of a flat indentation.
But are these, does it look like a trail, like something moving along in a direction, or are they just kind of
They're generally... very erratic.
Okay.
As if whatever it was walked around a lot. It almost appears as if the ground has been stamped in many multiple directions, as if to want to throw you off.
Gentlemen, something's been here, but... I can't tell where to go from here.
So are you heading towards the castle then?
Well, unless
you let me pray. Ideas,
do we have any idea where we are since we followed?
You mean you've been following the directions that you've been finding on trees?
So we could get back to the path relatively easily.
There's like a trail of one god trees.
It's kind of the opposite direction, but yeah.
I'm going to send up a quick prayer.
Okay.
19. And kind of asking to give some sort of, like, dispel the illusions. Where are the true footprints? Where is this evil leading?
I mean... You don't really get a sense of where it went. You definitely get a sense that it was here recently. But you do get the sense of the direction of the castle from where you're at. You think you remember which direction it should be.
I'm sorry, friends. I can only get us to the castle.
Well, we may as well then.
We need to explore the woods. We'll explore the woods on the way to the castle.
Sure.
So along the way...
Keep your wits about you, though. He's apparently very stealthy.
Along the way, you guys find a couple more of those symbols. If you continue to follow them, you come out and you see the gate to the castle again. You're a little further east than you were before. You're not directly in front of the actual gate. You see the wall, sort of the corner. You definitely see the estate peeking up over the wall. You know, a little further west would bring you to the gate, if that's where you wish to go.
Now, do we actually need anything inside, or is this just a starting point?
We could talk to the spirit and see if we would have any idea.
We could. He might know something.
I'm more comfortable in the woods, and I thought we were exploring the woods, but I wasn't paying that much attention to our directions. So.
Oh, yes, what were those? I didn't stop to listen.
You talking about what Bale Crumb had said?
Yeah. Right.
He had just said, he actually suggested going to the castle and starting there.
Yeah. I was just up for whatever adventure we were going on.
I just wanted to shoot animals and hang out in the woods.
Well, you've done both of those things.
Yay!
So you guys head towards the gate?
Yeah, I will.
As you get to the gate, you see a dead body. You don't even have to roll for it. It is right in front of you. His head is intact.
Oh, human body.
Human body. If you wish to examine the body, it would be a medicine check. You guys have seen enough dead bodies. I'm not going to make you roll for dead bodies. Unless it's like severely.
What pose is it in? Or
it's laying on its stomach, sort of general television pose. One arm up, one arm down.
It's on the ground.
It's on the ground.
Oh, okay.
It's laying right in the gate. Like the gate can't close because it's sort of leaning into the.
Yeah,
the
body. Sure. I'll examine it. It's better than last time.
Is that under science or 16. Perception?
He's using medicine, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, medicine to kind of figure out how he would die. I'm sorry, what was it?
16.
You look at the body, you flip it over, and you see a single puncture wound in the side.
Hmm.
It looks like it was probably a dagger, something small. Okay. Just one wound.
Check.
You don't see any defensive wounds whatsoever.
Looks like a quick one and done. Stabbed in the side. How old does it look?
A few months.
Oh, okay. So it's been out here for a while. And what is he wearing?
Magintus clothing.
Okay. Well, I'm now guessing that the head you saw in the woods was probably another Magintus. And there might be... Well, I guess we don't know how many of them there were.
Did the letter say anything that Velcrom had?
It didn't give you a quantity of people. Okay. It said a small group, essentially.
I'm going to check the Magintus body and just see if there's anything on him, anything in the pockets.
Loot the body.
When you loot the body, you find a few coins. He doesn't have a satchel of any kind on him, which you find strange, because Magintus always carry satchels.
So it looks like he was probably looted before.
Except for the money, yes.
Or dropped his satchel while fleeing something. On his way to get into the castle.
It's true.
Puzzle. Conjecture. Well, should we continue on in?
Suppose.
Okay. It's not as...
I'm actually going to grab the body by, like, an arm and, like, drag it off the actual road. Like,
so that you can close... So the gate can close, or just...
Yeah, just so it's, like, out of the general view.
Sure. That's fine.
Especially if, you know, people are going to start traveling this way.
Yep. Roll me a luck roll. So just give me an over-under.
Okay.
Over, the arm falls off. Under, you manage to move it.
That'll be under.
You manage to move it without the arm falling off.
Nice.
Feels really gross, though.
Yay.
You just kind of grab it by the scruff of clothing instead of the arm itself, perhaps.
Good call.
So it's not as foggy as it was in November, in the fall. It's still a little foggy here. But not as bad. The rain has seemed to let up. It is a little cloudy. And you can get the whole scope of the courtyard that you guys were in once before. I don't know where you want to go.
Has anything changed at first glance?
Absolutely it has. You do not see Jodarin's body or head.
Okay. Does everything else look the same?
Everything else seems the same. I mean, from the outside.
Okay.
While we're here in the courtyard, might as well take a look at the well.
Sure. Can we? Do we have enough light?
What time of day is it?
Yeah, it's early morning.
I mean, I just mean it's deep.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm just looking for any changes from when we left.
Oh, no, it's not early morning. It was a two-day trek. It would be probably early evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite dark out, but it's early evening. He didn't seem to have any issues getting there this time, so he didn't lose track of a lot of time this time. So let's call it 6 o'clock. Not quite dusk, but, you know.
We should probably explore the whole of the place before we bed down for the
night. Oh, again?
Well, we know the layout now.
Yeah.
True. Don't step on spikes.
Yeah.
Just
watch out for chandeliers.
Checking if anybody else is here.
I suppose. You know, I had to go room by room? Or we could go quickly if we're just looking for people.
There's a stable to your left. When you walk in the gate, there's a stable to your left where you found the first bony body. To your right is the well. You guys are standing at the well looking at it, or no? That was something that came up.
We might as well just look over the edge, see if we see anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dark. It doesn't smell as bad as it used to.
Yeah.
From the well, there is the main door, and then a door slightly to the right, the door to the right is what brought you into those
storerooms. Servants' quarters.
Servants' quarters, yes.
Right. Yeah, we know we have beds to stay on here.
There were other bodies, right? We could check and see if they've been cleared out as well.
So they were skeletons, right?
No. The only actual skeleton was in the stable. The rest of them were sort of decayed.
Okay.
Sure.
You want to see if something's been done to them? Is that what you think?
Just curious.
All right. Yeah. I'll follow your lead.
I'll go into the kitchen, where I know there was one guy with a cleaver to the head.
Okay. You don't see the body?
Is the cleaver still there?
No.
The important question.
You still see the stain from where the body was? I mean, it was stained when you saw it the first time, from all the blood.
And the doors were closed, right?
Yeah.
Well.
That body's gone. We should check the stables.
Yeah. Go to the stable.
You go to the stable, and you see the bones, but you don't see the skull.
That's he seems weird. To have a thing for heads.
That's weird. So I'm inclined to go back out to the courtyard and just do a general call out. Hello, is anybody here before we continue? Because obviously somebody's been here moving bodies. I don't want to take them completely by surprise.
So you holler out. It kind of echoes around you. You hear a couple birds flutter away in the background. No one responds.
I'm going to go into the manor proper.
Okay. So are you skipping the servants' quarters as well, or are you going directly into the manor?
Yeah, I'm going to go directly into the manor. Okay. After the stable, and after he calls out.
Okay. You enter the manor.
All right. I'm going to call out, what was the king's name?
Lord Mukbalak.
Lord Mukbalak, are you here?
You get no answer.
We're looking for your son.
I gotta get my map back out from last game.
Have you been? How are things?
Okay, forgive me. So, in order to get into the manor proper, the estate itself, because the kitchen was up on the ground.
Right?
Yeah, you have to go up the stairs to the next floor.
Okay.
So you go up to the reception room.
Yes.
Oh, and that door was locked. We unlocked it. Is it relocked or is it?
No, the door that was locked led into the living quarters of the slightly higher up people.
Right.
Yeah, there are two.
That goes from the kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen.
But you were going to the.
Oh yeah, so. I see what you're saying. The kitchen, the door that was up the stairs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's unlocked. It's open. It was unlocked the first time. It just didn't open.
As if
it were blocked. It.
Yeah.
Right. So if you want to go in that way from the kitchen, it doesn't matter.
Whichever way he goes. So.
I'll take the stairs.
From the inside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You walk into the reception room, and you see the crashed chandelier in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the throne kind of in the distance, because it's a very long room. Roll me a perception.
11.
You see something sitting in the throne.
Where are you guys?
Behind you on the stairs, I think.
Okay. There's something on the throne.
Sword comes out.
Hammer comes out.
Yeah. Bow comes out.
Yeah, I'll draw the sword to you.
Okay.
I'll remind them, steer clear of the chandeliers.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys walk down the center, away from the chandeliers, because they're off to the sides.
Yeah.
You get to the throne, and in the throne, you see a skull.
Oh. Well... That's underwhelming. Put the sword away.
there's no way to for us to recognize this specific skull from any others.
It's just those cheekbones anyway.
I mean, you do realize that the skull from the stable was missing. It could be that skull. It could be a skull from something else. At this point, you're not entirely sure.
Yeah, that's my assumption, is that skull missing, skull found.
It is a skull. It is not a decayed head. It is a skull, much like what was in the stable.
Mm. Who was it that was in the stable?
He was...
The stable boy who married the...
Stable, okay.
Mm.
He would be the lord of the manor, given enough time, if he'd married the daughter.
Right.
Potentially.
Hmm. Look at the rest of the quarters?
Yeah.
Right. Can you guys roll me perception real quick?
16.
14.
13.
14.
The 16, you see a slip of paper just barely sticking out underneath the skull.
Oh, wait. What's this? Pull it up.
And you open it up. It's a little folded piece of paper. You open it up, and it says, Find me.
Find me? What sort of handwriting is it in? Or what language?
It's in common.
Yeah.
I mean, there really aren't, for the sake of this game, there really aren't languages so much. Yeah, it just says, find me. It's, seems like it was written it's very jagged.
Okay. Not bubbly girl's handwriting?
No. It really doesn't even look like man's handwriting. Like, it looks very messy. Mm. It almost looks like a child wrote it. Like, it's very...
Like you're gripping the pencil in your whole hand.
Yeah, yeah.
How old was the boy when he went missing? Or when, I guess, he returned and murdered everyone?
The history that you have been given is vague. You would guess he was a young teenager when he left the manor. Probably late teenager, early 20s when he killed everyone. Remembering the dreams you had, Hardrin, roll me a reason.
11.
Hardrin, you're the only one who actually saw his face in that dream. He looked very young, but not too young. So you could say late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
This almost seems like a game for him.
A bit of hide and seek.
Why else would he want to be caught?
Well, I'm game. Let's play.
Watch out for traps, though. Fold the note back up and put it in my pocket.
Okay.
And I guess we'll keep going through the rooms, the nobles' quarters.
You know, if he wants to play games, I've got this RPG we can play.
You walk into the next room, which is the sort of the... It's not the nobles' living quarters, because those were each the bedrooms up on the third floor.
Okay, sure.
This is the living...
One by one through.
Yeah, yeah. This is the living quarters where you had found the strangled woman, where your dream had occurred, Hardrin. When you walk in there, the love seat that was in there before, you now see seated three bodies sitting.
That's a little weird.
It is. You might want to roll into resistance on that one, because that's a little creepy.
13.
Okay.